push the nail and wire into the apple in one centimeter increment.
A teacher gave instructions for a science experiment, but she wasn't talking to her students. She was instructing other teachers. 125 educators gathered on LSU's campus on a Saturday for the LSU Ag Center's 4-H Youth Energy Program. The teachers received an energy curriculum and instruction on conducting experiments relating to renewable and non-renewable energy and conservation.
We came because we wanted to learn different ideas and different things we could use in our classroom in the areas of science and mathematics. And what I'm hoping to learn today is like some different ideas and skills and strategies I can take back to the classroom to make learning fun and innovative for the students.
That's Marion Nichols, a teacher at Independence Middle Magnet School. The teachers spent the day rotating through experiments that dealt with solar power, wind power, fossil fuels, and basic energy concepts. The teachers will have access to kits they can use in their classrooms to conduct the experiments, says Caleb Persick, who is organizing the Youth Energy Program.
We're trying to give them something that they can use that maybe they've never had before and put it all in one place for them.
Some teachers came away from the program with ways to expand the experiments and put them in context of current events. Hammond Westside Montessori teacher Paula Wells.
One experience that we're going to relate back to is with the oil spill in the Gulf, so they could see exactly why they do certain things and use certain materials and machines.
Teachers were enthusiastic about offering hands-on experiments to their students to help them better learn about energy. Catherine Moise from Bethany Christian School.
I think their reaction is going to be like mine. I was very impressed, even with the first experiment, and so I think we're going to have a lot of wows.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The program is taught by 4-H specialists and is funded by a grant from the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources. To learn more or to register for an upcoming session, visit lsuagcenter.com/YEP. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.